You are listening to Hangouts with Heather.
Hangouts with Heather.
On 9 Block Radio.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on 9 Block Radio. Happy Friday, yay, happy weekend ahead. I hope that your week has been good, and I hope that you've got some plans to rest and look after yourself this weekend. Now, we've all gone through a lot, and if you're anything like me, you've pushed right through and you've been going great guns, but we do need to remember to stop and look after ourselves sometimes, and I'm definitely going to be doing that this weekend. As we get closer to the end of the year, it's not that far. I can't believe it's almost Christmas time. I think there's like 83 days left in the year or something. I'm definitely going to be taking some time just to rest and relax and make sure that I look after myself. And I think that's really important. So switch off the computer, switch off the phones, go spend some time outside. The weather's getting a little bit better. Spend time with friends and family and do whatever it is that restores you. If you are looking for things to do, I, of course, have got all your best entertainment news lined up in and around South Africa. I've got a great competition coming up at the end of the show as well. You can win some tickets to an opera and even an online opera if you would like it to be an online opera. It can be. And I also chat to Antoinette Dixon. She is the Senior Field Communication Specialist at the Atemba Walkathon. And this year, it's their 15th anniversary, and they are going virtual. So a brand new concept, an online, in inverted commas, walk, which encourages South Africans from all over the country to get involved for a good cause. So stick around as I catch up with Antoinette a little bit later in the show. Now, I always love to kick off with a piece of news or something that I find inspiring or, you know, that makes my heart glad. And I've shared quite a lot over the last couple of years about RADA, who are a local organization that assists people who are battling with drugs and addictions and just people that find themselves in situations that are sometimes not always the best. And it can happen to anyone. And they've set aside October month to be Drug and Alcohol Abuse Aware. Now, drug and alcohol abuse is ever present. It affects communities around the world. You know, you may know somebody who's battling, or you may have a family member. The fact is that it's common and it impacts many lives, and in some cases in very tragic ways. RADA started largely with the aim to combat problems of addiction and abuse that so often lead to more detrimental societal issues. And they are pouring resources into addressing these issues and creating continuous awareness. Every individual has the power to take control. That's the first step to healing and living a more positive and fulfilled life. And this NGO's aim is to empower people to make informed decisions, to educate the youth of South Africa, and to assist in giving people the tools to be their best selves. So they're really pouring a lot of money this October into drug and alcohol abuse awareness. If you want to find out more, you can head on over to their website. You can become a RADA angel and support this incredible network of people who are doing incredible things in and around South Africa. Their website, RADA, RADA.co.za, or you can give them a call on +27, obviously South Africa, 083-564-6644, and find out how you can donate money, you can donate food, you can donate your time, get involved and help a really good local organization which is making a change. Most exciting news, if you love the Miss South Africa pageant, you will be excited to know that the show is going to be live streaming. Yes, it is going to be live streamed this October month. The pay-per-view cost is $99.99, so it's R100, excluding VAT, and includes an inclusive pre-show hosted by a special surprise international guest, online streaming of the Miss South Africa 2020 pageant finale, and the opportunity to see what happens backstage at the event and access to an exclusive post-crowning interview with our new Miss South Africa 2020. So this event is going to be taking place. It's going to be hosted by the Table Bay Hotel in Cape Town, and it's going to be streamed live on Saturday, October the 24th from 5 p.m. onwards. And the event will also be screened live across the continent on Mnet and Mzansi Magic. So there's a whole bunch of instructions as what you need to do to get your streaming link, etc., etc. There's some gorgeous finalists, and I'm so excited to see who our next Miss South Africa 2020 is going to be. I really love this pageant. I think just because it speaks so much to empowering and uplifting young women to be an ambassador for not only their community, but for our country, and to show the world who South Africa is and the power and the, you know, everything that we have here in South Africa. I think it's an incredible platform, so I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. Find out more on their website, misssa.co.za. Now, don't forget, everything that I speak about on the show today is also available on my website. My website is heatherhook.com, and everything that I speak about is there. So if you missed a time or a date or a price, you can go and check it out on heatherhook.com. Now, I love a bit of a competition. I'm quite competitive, and I love a bit of an escape room. Now, if you've never played escape room before, basically the old version was yourself and your team, however many you are, six or eight of you, go and get locked in a room, and you get given a whole bunch of clues, and you've got to find the next clue and solve that and move on and eventually break out of the room within an hour or however long you're in there for. Obviously, there's someone helping you and assisting you. And I'm so excited because Anne Seen, the online live entertainment portal, have just launched their unique escape game, and it's virtual. And I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I was a little bit, you know, I love an escape room, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect doing it virtually, but it was absolutely incredible, and so much time and effort has been put into creating this virtual game. I was completely blown away. So basically what it works is you put your team to, or how it works is you put your team together, up to 9 people, you pay, I think it's about 500 Rand, and then you get a link, and no matter where you are in the world, you all come together and work to solve this murder mystery. So every month they're adding new escape games. There's even one for kids between the ages of 6 and 13. And you get clues, the phone rings, there's a mysterious person asking for ransom. And you follow the clues through the game and you work together to solve the mystery. I really enjoyed it. It's complete with a ticking clock just to keep you on track if you were like, you know, worried about how much time you had left. You have a team captain and you work together to solve Hollywoodland Homicide, which is for ages 13 and up, and follows an aspiring young actress who's gone missing, and you need to help find her. And then for the kids, there's one called The Case of the Lost Librarian. And as I said, that's for 6 to 12 or 6 to 13 years of age. So it's 500 Rand per game for up to maximum of 9 players. And you book your spot. It runs over the weekend. You've got a live person assisting you, so you can ask for clues, etc., etc. And they've got a set of slots over the weekend. I had an absolute, absolute blast. I highly recommend this if you're looking for something fun to do, stuck at home, and you love to solve a bit of a murder mystery and you love an escape game like I do. You can find out more on their website, andscene.live/escape, ESC games. andscene.live/escape, ESC games. Yeah, escape games. Or just head on over to their website, andscene live. Yay! That was so much fun. I had an absolute blast doing this last weekend, and I highly recommend it. As I said, they're going to be adding new games every single month. So by the beginning of next year, they're going to have a cool repertoire of murders and weird things to solve. So I'm really looking forward to that, and well done to the andscene team. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with Antoinette Dixon. She is the Senior Field Communication Specialist for the Itemba Walkathon, who are celebrating their 15th year this year, but they're doing it virtually. The virtual Itemba Walkathon is going to be taking place on Saturday, the 31st of October, to raise funds for breast cancer awareness and education. I chatted to Antoinette to find out a little bit more.
So, Heather, Itemba Walkathon is a breast cancer awareness event that Avon Justine, like you mentioned, holds every single year in partnership with NGOs and various media stakeholders. And the main aim really is to promote early detection of breast cancer saved lives. We are aiming to also raise funds to be donated to our NGO partners and for us to be able to put this event together. And we also aim to promote Avon's breast cancer promise, and the aim of the breast cancer promise really is to make sure that everyone knows the signs, they know the risks, and they know when to take action when it comes to breast cancer.
So now this year you are doing the walkathon, but it has got a completely brand new feel to it. It's all going to be virtual. Take us through how that's going to work.
Okay, so the event is taking place on the 31st of October, and it is virtually, like you said. So this means that you can register and join in wherever you are in South Africa on the day using your eThemba Walkathon mobile app, which you will get access to as soon as you register on the website, www.eThembaWalkathon.co.za. You will then receive an SMS with a link for you to download your app. And this app is obviously downloadable from your Play Store if you're using Android, or from your App Store if you're using an iPhone. So this app is so amazing, Heather. On the day, if you have registered, you put on your eThemba Walkathon gear, you gather your family members, or if you're walking alone, just make sure that you walk in a very safe area. And if you're working with your family members, just make sure that you do still follow or adhere to social distancing guidelines. And from this app, you get to watch live entertainment. We will have people performing on the day, just like we usually do. But because of COVID-19 restrictions and regulations, unfortunately, we cannot have people where the entertainers will be. So as a walker or as a participant, you will get to access this live entertainment from this app. You will have access to loads of breast cancer awareness material and education that you can read and share with your family, your loved ones, or your followers on social media, so that they also know what to do when it comes to breast cancer, you know. Participants or walkers will also get to have access to amazing social media frames that they can take selfies with and share with their followers on social media again. And we really, really need people to rally behind this good cause and register and start participating now, you know, by talking about breast cancer on their social media platforms. They need to remind their loved ones to remember to do self-breast examinations at least once monthly, or go for the mammograms at least once a year.
And if people, you did mention the website, but give us all the costs, and if people want to get involved, they want to register, they want to support again this year, where can they get all the information and everything from?
Awesome. So people can go to www.eThembaWalkathon.co.za, or alternatively, they can visit the eThemba Walkathon social media pages. A ticket costs only 150 rand, and Heather, from this 150 rand, you get a beautiful commemorative t-shirt, you get amazing products from our sponsors, you get an Avon Justine product, so you really get more than 150, so your 150 rand really is comes back to you. So all the products that are included in your Walkathon pack are more than 150 rand.
Fantastic. Well, Antoinette, good luck, and I look forward to watching you guys, and well done for innovating. I think instead of just letting it pass us by, you know, I think I'm really impressed that you guys have done so much to keep the Walkathon going again this year.
Thank you so much, Heather, for having me. We're calling all South Africans to join in the 15th edition of the eThemba Walkathon, wherever they are. People have previously asked us, when is it coming to Cape Town? When is it coming to Durban? Well, it is coming to Durban, Cape Town, everywhere. So please do register today and get ready to dress up in pink and make a difference on the 31st of October.
Find out more on their website, eThembaWalkathon.co.za, and do your bit and get involved. I'm definitely going to be walking, and that is going to be cool. So well done to the team at eThemba Walkathon for innovating and taking the event virtual this year. Now, if you're suffering from lockdown blues and chomping at the bit to explore your neighborhood a bit more, Franschhoek's Mystery Weekends are back. They are an all-inclusive winelands weekend getaway in the Cape and are guaranteed to curb any lockdown cabin fever that you may have. I was recently down in the Cape, and let me tell you, traveling is food for the soul. Now that leisure travel has resumed, this is the perfect excuse to treat yourself to a weekend of surprise, relaxation, and pure indulgence, with the added attraction that your entire weekend is taken care of without you having to book for anything or stress about anything. Traditionally, the weekends are held during the colder months, but this year, you get to experience the magic of Franschhoek during the summer months. You can opt for either the weekend of 16 and 17 October, 13 and 14 November, or 4 and 5 December. But don't delay in booking because these weekends sell out super fast. So there's a couple of changes when visiting the Valley, which includes a handful of reinvented restaurants with a few new experiences. All of these are guaranteed to make your two-day escape memorable and ready to plan your next visit. These popular weekends are ideally suited to couples seeking time out and a change of scenery from what has become our new normal. Your experience starts with an exclusive check-in event planned for all guests. Mingle over a glass of wine before opening your special mystery weekend box, which contains all the exciting details as to where you'll be staying, where you'll be dining, and what you will be experiencing. So, yeah, it includes two nights accommodation, breakfast every single day, a surprise event on Friday night, dinner on Saturday night, a light lunch on Sunday, and a selection of fun-filled bespoke Franschhoek experiences, which will be revealed upon your check-in when you get your mystery box. And this is going to be a very, very memorable weekend. So do make sure to check this out. For bookings or queries, you can contact Carmen Arenser on mysteryweekend@franschhoek.org.za, or find out more, and all the prices and everything is available on my website. What a nice way to escape. Go and do something different and not have to stress with all the planning and where we're going to eat and where we're going to stay. And it's all taken care of. I kind of quite like that. Now, I spoke about Kafefi Roastery recently. It's a mutual collaboration which happened in a time of change and transformed a previous client and a supplier relationship into a partnership. Founders Larry Ordaez and Marco da Silva birthed Kafefi Roastery through their combined love and appreciation for coffee without the usual side order of pretension. It is a typo. It was an honest, unapologetic typo, and Kafefi has stayed. And I quite like the name, I must say. To celebrate International Coffee Day, which happened a little bit earlier this month, Kafefi Roastery, which is situated at the Gourmet Grocer at Voodoo Lily in Birdhaven in Joburg, is offering half price on all takeaway coffees for the whole month of October as a kickoff to their campaign and to thank the community for their continued support. Kafefi Roastery is situated within the Gourmet Grocer and invites everybody to come and learn, taste, develop feedback, and purchase a selection of freshly roasted coffee offers. The local community's involvement in developing a bespoke Birdhaven blend lends testament to their engaging and interactive approach. Love it. Find out more on their website, Kafefi, that's Kafefi.co.za. Quite a typo, but I like it. Now, summer's here, and what better way to make the most of the warmer weather than with some great wine, delicious food, and even better company? Look no further than Middle Flay Wines. They are situated in the heart of the Stellenbosch Winelands, and with the return of their popular Burgers and Beets evenings. The first two in the series of evenings are set to take place on the 16th and 30th of October with a 6 p.m. arrival, and this is the perfect evening out for the whole family. The young ones get to enjoy an authentic farm experience while mom and dad take in the spectacular views while sipping on a glass of Middle Flay wines. The cost for the evening is 200 Rand per adult and 100 Rand per child, who are served a kiddies burger and chips, and there are also low carb and vegetarian options available, which I absolutely love, home cooked food, a delicious potbrood burger and chips, and entertained with live music. I think that's quite a good deal. Booking is advisable. Space is limited. You can find out more by popping an email through info@middleflay.co.za or give them a call 021-883-2565 or visit their website, Middle Flay Wine Trust. Go check that out. Kind of cool idea. Burgers and beets. Yep, why not? I think it's time to get out and enjoy the summer. It's not that warm, but we're getting there slowly. Last but not least, you know I love a good competition and I love a good competition giveaway. Joburg Theatre has just announced that arts and entertainment lovers will be returning to the Mandela Theatre on Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd of October for a special evening of world-class opera with Kantimo, Mzansi's opera celebration. So they've got special COVID-19 protocols in place, and Joburg Theatre patrons will be able to enjoy two live performances of Kantiamo Mzansi Opera Celebration, while opera lovers worldwide can stream the production from the comfort of their homes on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of October. All performances are at 7:30. So it's a one-hour spectacular which will feature music from Bellini's Puritani, Mozart's Don Giovanni, Verdi's La Traviata, and loads more, and features a host of incredible local operatic talent who I'm pretty sure are quite stoked to be back on the stage again. I'm excited to have two sets of double tickets valued at 240 Rand each to opening night to give away to four lucky winners, so four sets of double tickets. You can either watch the performance at Joburg Theatre live on Thursday the 22nd of October at 7:30, or you can tune in from the comfort of your own home, so anywhere you're based in South Africa. All you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the win four sets of double tickets to Kantiamo Opera Celebration, and you need to comment below the post and let me know which one or one of the operas that will be having its music featured in the magical show. It's all written in the post, so don't worry, you can find it there. And the competition will close on Monday, the 19th of October, and terms and conditions apply, of course. So make sure to head on over, check that out, and it could be you, and you could be going to the opera, or you could be watching the opera from the comfort of your home, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week. Have a great weekend. Look after yourself, and I will chat with you super soon. Have a great one. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.